Walking down the aisle of this Walmart store in Lincoln, Nebraska, you pass familiar brand names like Heinz, Miracle Whip, Folgers, Cheerios. Then there are names that sound, well, more generic, like Great Value. Great Value is Walmart's private label brand. The food industry doesn't call it generic anymore. Other stores have their own versions. At Kroger, there's Private Selection. Costco sells Kirkland. Almost everything at Trader Joe's seems to have their name on it, even though they're not the ones who make it. John Stanton, a food marketing professor at St. Joseph's University, says private label is sort of an anonymous industry.
I just got back from the Private Label Manufacturers Association. There was 150 companies there. I doubt you've heard the name of one of them.
But the biggest player in private label may be a company you have heard of. Omaha, Nebraska-based ConAgra is one of the largest flour millers in the country. It's also known for national food brands like Hunt's and Healthy Choice. In January, ConAgra became the largest private label food company in the country after it bought St. Louis-based RALCorp. Why would a company with national brands want to make a big push into private label?
Private label sales for at least the last 5 years have been increasing, and it's been accelerated by the recession.
Supermarkets sold $59 billion worth of private label food last year. That's 19% of food sales and an increase of about 20% since 2007. Michael Liss, a portfolio manager with American Century Investments in Kansas City, says that growth happened while ConAgra's national brands have been stuck in neutral.
If you look at their categories that they're big in, popcorn or frozen entrees, they give them high returns on capital. They have really good market shares in a whole bunch of categories, but they're just not growing.
So the RALCorp merger puts ConAgra at the front of a growing industry and among the biggest food companies in the country, rubbing elbows with General Mills and Dean Foods. But Mary Hendrickson, who studies food industry consolidation at the University of Missouri, says there's another trend that may be on ConAgra's mind.
You've seen Walmart move up from selling no groceries in the 1980s to, you know, somewhere between 28 and 32% of the grocery market today. That's very significant.
Following Walmart's emergence, other grocery chains began buying up competitors. Hendrickson says concentration has been faster in the grocery industry than any other part of the food system.
What we've seen is a very high consolidation, around close to 50% among the top four grocers.
Those top four are Walmart, Kroger, Safeway, and SuperValu. And as they've grown, they've flipped the way food processors and food retailers do business. In the past, Hendrickson says, companies like ConAgra used the strength of their national brands as leverage with grocery stores.
They've spent a lot of money making sure that people want those brands, right? You go into a grocery store that doesn't have those particular brands, and you might say, I don't want to shop here anymore.
But as grocery chains control more shelf space and grow their private label brands, they gain more clout. John Stanton gives an example from the United Kingdom where he says the private label trend is farther along than in the U.S.
People come in and say, I'd like to sell you my cereal. And the retailer says, well, let me tell you how much we're going to pay for it. And they say, well, that's too little. And they say, go sell it to someone else then.
Of course, for Walmart and other large chains, the goal is to keep costs down and prices low for consumers. But the savings have to come from somewhere. Stanton says the ripple effects can reach all the way back to the farm.
The private label people are going to try and squeeze the farmers because they need to come in at a lower price. And the branded people are going to squeeze the farmers because the private label people are coming in at a lower price.
As food companies like ConAgra feel the squeeze, they're looking for new ways to keep up, like private label foods. As investment manager Michael Liss says, they're running hard to stay in place. I'm Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.